Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Vanakkam. Today is Thursday.
Yeah,
not
it's
Friday.
Thursday.
16th of July.
Ah, bon, no?
Yeah. We are doing this meeting, program because tomorrow most probably I have a meeting. So I'm sorry to say that I will be busy tomorrow, so I cannot be able.
A small 1 hour meeting about an exciting new, the same thing we talked about last week, the knowledge network and archiving information and how those two will
work. You look so happy. Yeah. So it's amazing. So tomorrow, from 9 to 10.
No, from 10 to 11.
10 to 11, probably. Okay. So I want to thank Chandresh and JV that were the major force behind this project that is taking shape. Yeah. Now they're digging the roads in Oroville. I have seen the digger. I've done almost the track for the fiber optic that will start most probably to put it down by the next week. So, I think in a couple of weeks more, we will be able to see the first experiments.
I also want to share that I saw a few pictures about the new building Sante that Kailash Clinic is going to be moving into, and I think on August 15th they will have their inauguration, and it looks really beautiful, and I'm so proud of that whole team for taking care of the health of our aging population.
Okay, not
and
only
also not the aging.
Increasing and aging.
We won't ask money as usual because I'm very eager to get funds.
So it will be a general topic because I think many people ask money actually.
And in fact, on Fridays, we've been inviting the Resource Mobilization Group to start talking a little bit about what they're doing and what are the funding needs, what are their priorities, etc. So we did a few programs like that and we'll continue exploring that. Now with the whole Greece situation, I think finance and how we deal with finance and what finance is for is really coming very much on the...
We can see the same way.
But let Andrea finish his...
The account number of the radio is 251369 here at the Oroville
Financial Service
in front of us in ground floor in town hall. Otherwise, for people that are so kind to give donation from abroad, they can use our page that is www.orovilleradio.org/donate. I make it long.
Okay.
Wonderful. So, and thank you for all your help, because this is kind of like a public radio. It is a public radio.
Is.
We don't survive on any
other
advertising or anything like that. So we really need your help.
And I'm saying that we are always getting funds. So regularly, there are donors also that doesn't want to be mentioned, but they're giving always funds. And we see our balance sheet always being in the green. So we can...
Thank you.
Yeah.
So we're very grateful for your support. Also, I want to put an appeal out there to anybody who is fluent in Tamil and that would like to join the radio. It's a very missing aspect in the radio that we don't have anybody from that quarter that is participating, creating content, programs for the Tamil community, which is, after all, a large part of Oroville. And maybe that has to do with us not having a maintenance, which is sad, which makes me think about the whole reason and why Oroville and people are doing more for survival and money than for what is needed to build Oroville. So it brings the whole thing, and that's why I was talking about Greece, because I was thinking, this is exactly the whole...
What's Greece?
Well, the situation with Greece and the whole European thing, and is there a union with
Europe? The Greece. Okay. sorry.
You know Greece? Do you speak Greece? Me speak.
The Greece. Okay, yes, it's true. In fact, what we can say is that we have a kind of mysterious finance here, you know. Recently, I got a mail from Chandresh, you know, that he reminded us about what they call the flow.
Capital money.
You know how much it is by years now?
No.
I got an information that says that 2-3 months ago it was 100 crore. But in fact, it's not correct. It's 212 crore by years. Imagine. So it means something like a little bit like 18 crore by month.
Something.
Yes. from 18 crore, I got only 8,000.
We're totally broke this month. I don't know what happened to our account. I can't afford
anything.
Everybody's
broke. I don't know.
Totally broke.
Maybe they're getting money for the
electricity
thing.
I don't know what that was about. He went and cleared that up.
Yeah, we will see. Anyway, there is a kind of exactly. We said we need somebody for making a radio in Tamil, but suddenly we realize if the guys want to be involved more and more, he need a maintenance. So it's a public service, the radio. So we said, oh, one more time, how to finance the public service. So here you got donation is good because you have possibility to have friends. For other service is difficult. So all the question is that, no, see, is what kind of directions we would like to give for the overall overview economy. Me, personally, I got a kind of, I don't know if it is a feeling or this, I'm maybe naive. I do believe that we can more and more finance our service in terms of to be free because we are not customer. And so if we go from this point of view that the land belongs to nobody, how is possible to make an economy that stay or the classic economy with a land that belongs to nobody, with the asset that normally they are not our asset? So with that, we are kind of stupid that the way we exchange between us, no?
Yeah. Not only that, I was
so exchange means there is injustice, there is some stuff you realize that there is dry part, so how to regate, no? There is more something like that. So this is a question that we have now.
I think that what you said is very true. Oro will reach this point probably in a situation where it was always trying to sort out issues more than having a vision about the vision.
Firefighting rather than having a vision. Exactly.
So
the problem.
So I think now, I don't say that it's over because there's always issue to sort it out, like land issues and whatever. But maybe it's time to make just a step and say, okay, well, let's dedicate out of 212 crores 12 for this kind of development that is going into the vision of Oroville, really, into the fact that there is no possession of land or values. So I think slowly by slowly we can try to envision how can we get out of the old economy trap that we are into it now. That is something that make us thinking about that we are in the wrong place, because we are reading our beautiful statement that has been given by the mother quite long ago, and we see the reality that we have to pay for everything. And so instead, in fact, we cannot do it this step in one day. So we can say, okay, let's try to take 5% of our total 212 crores, and with this 5%, we try to get in this direction. And then next year, we can say, okay, we make out of this 212, 10%, because the previous year we saw
not
was
a
quite
idea.
Successful.
Not
we saw
idea.
That we was.
And even if it's small things, like, you know what, if we decide to pay everybody's, or we start with one group of people's health fund who doesn't have it, you know. I don't, Orville also has to be a little bit generous if we want to have money. We have to be generous towards our ideals a little bit. Because the thing about the radio, it got me thinking, I was like, oh, okay, so everybody is really working for a maintenance, so they don't want to join the radio because, you know, it's not certain, or unless they're financially stable, why would they come here? So obviously, very few local people are financially
completely not only local.
Not only local. I mean, nowadays we have a lot of people that are more broke than the locals, in fact. But so that they're not motivated to do this. And then I started thinking about the whole thing, how wrong it is. Like, you know, we should be spending more time. Like, wouldn't it be great, like, if we're really interested in a changing culture, then we would be spending more time trying to get the local women to take Ikebana classes or take something else to expand their thing, because then that would really
change
the next generation and expand their opportunities the actual generation. So I think, you know, instead of having everybody in this continued kind of class system, if you will, of, you know, and also this mentality of you have to really earn your living, you have to earn to be worth something and all, it's actually that is at the bottom of spoiling the whole thing.
Yeah.
And we can't change. If we want to change this society, we're going to have to change what forces people to do things.
We can force. You know, it's I think
no, but I mean we have to You know, it seems like everybody felt like, oh, we're just hippies and we didn't do anything and now we have to be serious and work really hard. But all the work that the hippies doing nothing did is everything that we're still bragging about, that millions of trees planted and this and that.
The water.
So there's a little bit of a warped thinking about being proper, you know.
Yeah, I think it's very true what you say. Being proper means what?
Yeah, proper. And maybe for some people it's fine to work really hard, but then these people have imposed this kind of mindset on everybody else, and maybe these are the people that don't do art classes or theater or like that, which is maybe fine. Nobody can force somebody else to do that, but in fact that mentality is forcing everybody else to be like them and dropping their theater class and dropping this and dropping that just to survive. It's not nice.
Not nice. It doesn't work.
No. And I mean, I'm having a hard time. I don't know. What about you? I'm having a hard time financially. And I don't care. But
sorry, I'm completely broke. I'm off.
Because there is not Friday.
No, sometimes it's good. Sometimes you are full of optimism. I don't know why inside you see you have some grief moment like that, no? Sometimes since 2 or 3 weeks, I don't know what's happened. There is a kind of waiting. We wait, for example, BCC, no? I'm still waiting for the budget for Porto's water. Mm-hmm. So I have tire. So tire, it can explode. We don't know if the money will come. So it's very strange. Even you said, oh, finally, less making only business, euro business only. Because in the end, you are so pissed off. You realize you have a service, but you depend of a group that said maybe...
You can have one just, wheel of your tire.
So they wait... Yes, for you have a kind of emergency situation. The emergency for them is in 3 months, 4 months. So stuff like that. So since 2-3 weeks, I am in a negative phase.
Negative.
No,
negative.
And it's true. Just the same way.
Negative phase in the sense that sometimes you have energy. It's like to make a show. You need to believe in your show. So during 3 weeks before the show, you have to find the stuff to put your energy. But now I have difficulty to start something. So the mobilizations for resource.
Well, it's interesting because we're reading, the records of yoga by Shrivindo came out in French now, and it's really well done in one book. And of course, he uses all of these incredible Sanskrit words. And I found it interesting because, you know, he talks a lot about equanimity, samatha, but what I didn't realize is you have all kinds of different samatas. You have disgusted samatha, active samatha, so you can
negative
be
samatha.
Negative,
positive samatha.
Negative equanimity, positive equanimity. And I was like, yeah, that's true. You know, there is much more detail and situation. So I think now it's a kind of a negative samatha, may I say?
Yeah.
So I want to say something about also the vinette that sometimes...
We don't know. Maybe it's an email error.
So it's strange, no? Even
what happened?
But nobody give information. But
there is no way to post comment or something that has been posted. You can post something, but the people cannot comment, and all the old commenters, they are gone.
That means it's a glitch. It's not a purposefully thing.
Why?
We become such conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, immediately, there is a conspiracy. It's a bad technical one, or there is somebody controlling somewhere. So I think there is somebody. I know this guy. He's a guy that he check all the blog, he check all the comments. Everyone is like, but he can do that, so he has to make technical problems.
I don't think so. Anyhow, I'm pleased to see people are really into reacting about this fact that people cannot comment, because we use Evinet quite often. I'm quite passive because I'm reading more than posting, but the people want to discuss, want to see things change, and they use Evinet in spite we have so many other tools, since Evinet has been done, I think, in 2002 or something. So in spite we do have many other tools, a lot of people are still using Evinet. That is important because it's our internal way to communicate and share.
You know, there is Auroville Facebook. You know the difference between Auroville Facebook and Auronet?
No.
This is the problem. Because, you know, Auroville Facebook, you speak only to your friends.
Okay.
But, you know, Auronet, you have your enemies. Sometimes you have your personal enemies. So
on Facebook, they just call friends. They could be enemies.
They are friends. They are friends. On Facebook, you are only friends. You can say what you want. They are friends that they love you. On Auronet, you don't know. There is some mysterious people. They can watch what you said. So, in fact, you don't speak to your friends, you know, Ronette. You speak to your enemy, you know, or supposed enemy, or temporary, huh? Because it's some issue. Because sometimes you can be the enemy of somebody about the water issue, but you can be friends about the matrimonial, but against enemy about the money, the finance. You see, it's complex.
It's complex. I want to, since we are reaching almost our end, because we already did 15 minutes, we have general meeting happening soon. I saw it was posted. NTDACB.
Yeah, and also there is on the 21st, they're going to do an open learning session on the master plan, you know, that like what Min did on the economy and a
this
few others.
This is going to happen in Sire Building.
Then I also received an email that says that can you please join as a resource person?
And me too, this morning.
With a whole list of capabilities or areas you would like to give in. So that's the Resident Assembly Service that is very busy in getting more people.
Yes,
to be.
I want to also share my pleas toward the RAS, because they put in place a very nice tool. The people now, they're posting the comment about the meetings.
It's for the NDTA, that's
yes.
very nice.
Not only for that, they did it also for other meetings.
I saw they're doing a great job, and I think that's a lot to do also with Slava. Thank you, Slava.
It's
enough. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
In fact, we know nothing.